Holy Week Day 3, Great Monday. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ certainly doesn't make sense on human terms. How do we explain a person who gives love, who is sacrificial in every aspect of his giving, who heals the sick, raises the dead, and in return receives a death sentence? Jesus does not explain the passion, what will happen to him, the crucifixion, by words of reason. Rather, he appeals to words of comfort. He offers that comfort to his disciples to wipe away the confusion, to make sense out of something that seems nonsensical. After all, how can you explain paying good with evil? And yet Jesus talks to his disciples in terms of God's love. How powerful that love is, that it makes sense out of the nonsense. And it gives the disciples the confidence to know that good does triumph in the end. Something that on Easter Sunday will be proven to each one who has ears and listens. The farewell discourse we look at right now is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus begins very simply to tell his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Again, do not let your hearts be troubled. We are now going to think with our heart. We are opening our heart, not our reason, not our brain, but our heart, the most tender of places. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Jesus offers these words to his disciples so that they can understand with their hearts that they believe in a tomorrow, that in this nonsense, in this chaos, they can find order, that there is a rhyme and a reason for all things that do happen, not only in the Passion, but all things that happen throughout life. God creates, puts in motion the world and the universe, and never forsakes it. He is there every step of the way. From the moment of creation to today, everything is in God's care. And Jesus makes it very clear by telling the disciples, trust in God, trust also in me. Thomas, one of the disciples, turns to Jesus and says, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answers, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. And now on, you do know him and have seen him." Here Jesus offers his disciples a comfort, the ultimate comfort of knowing that the plan is in action, God is in control, and that they have now seen God because they have seen the revelation of God, Jesus Christ. Remember, the evangelist who records these words is the same evangelist who equates Jesus, God, with love. God is love, says the evangelist. And so this makes complete sense from the point of reason as well. No one goes to the Father except through love. No one can see the Father except through love, except through this most pure and precious emotion, feeling, expression that you and I all have, which has been given to us from the beginning of time, has been placed inside of our souls, and is just waiting for us to express, for us to let loose with. No one goes to the Father except through me. No one goes to the Father except through the ultimate sacrifice of love. Philip, one of the other disciples, says, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answers, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." Jesus continues with his discourse by promising the Holy Spirit. "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." The farewell discourses appear in the Gospels following the Last Supper. I invite you to read them. I invite you specifically to read the farewell discourse appearing in the Gospel of John from chapter 14 and on. Here you find Jesus' words comforting his disciples, appealing to the heart, but also to reason, a new reason, a reason that allows us to see the power of the cross in reference to the power of the empty tomb. Certainly in the next 5 days, these will become more real in our lives as we approach that cross, as we witness the empty tomb. For today, let us conclude with a prayer. O Lord our God, Jesus Christ, we thank you for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us, that 2,000 years from your glorious resurrection, you walk with us, you talk with us, and you comfort us in our hour of need. During this Holy Week, let the words that you spoke to your disciples comfort us in a new way, because in our lives we face our crucifixions, we face difficulties that are not reasonable, that don't make sense to us, but we know that with your power and the power of love, we can overcome everything. Give us the power to overcome the chaos in our lives and bring order to our lives through the power of love. During this Holy Week, we look forward to the challenge in front of us, to walk with you, to rise to the cross and share in your triumphant victory over death. In all things we thank you, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. This is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Holy Week journey. Also, please visit us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find prayers, podcasts, broadcasts to help you through your spiritual quest through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.